每当祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你再次把我们聚集在你的面前。
Lord, once again, we thank you for bringing us together.
也借着你的话来充实我们。
And we want to be filled by your word.
来鼓励我们，安慰我们。
And to encourage us and to be confident in you.
来教导我们，督促我们。
And also let the word of God teach us.
求主的圣灵亲自在做工。
I pray that your Holy Spirit move and work among us now.
愿我们每一个人的眼光都在你的身上。
And that pray that our eyes may be focused on you.
我们的灵都是十分的清醒。
That our spirits, body spirits may be very clear on you.
也十分的愿意。
And also willingly.
我们这样的祷告和耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 今天我要跟弟兄姊妹们一同来思想的题目是教会是基督的心腹。
This afternoon we'd like to consider with you the topic of the church as the bride of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我觉得这个是我所讲的教会专题里面最重要的一讲。
This may be the most important topic under the theme of the church.
因为这一讲说到主在信徒身上最热切的一个盼望。
Because this thing brought the church and the body of Christ was one of the most closely knit topic of relationship wise.
所以弟兄姊妹们，盼望我们的心在主的面前是敞开的。
And we pray that all the brothers and sisters of our hearts may be open to the Lord's teaching.
请弟兄姊妹们翻到以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
这是我们在证婚的时候常常读的一段的经文。
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 22 on. It's kind of a traditional verse for wedding ceremony.
就是今天我们读这段经文的时候，我们的重点有一点不同。
But our focus this afternoon is somewhat different.
因为我们现在的重点是在基督跟教会的关系。
Our focus is definitely on Christ and His Church.
以弗所书第五章二十二节，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了，从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。为这个缘故，人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。我们要不要用英文读还是啊？好，那么我们现在再看启示录第十九章。
Let us also turn to Revelation chapter 19, the last book of the New Testament.
启示录十九章第七节跟第八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。这个他就是神父神，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了。心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。弟兄姊妹们，今天我要讲的这个比喻是基督跟教会的关系。
This parable we're going to speak about this afternoon is about Jesus and the church.
那么这两段的经文都告诉我们，他们的关系就好像妻子跟丈夫一样的。
And the relationship between the two is like unto the husband and the wife.
那么这个比喻到底有些什么意义，有些什么教训？
Now, what is the teaching and the significance of this for the church today?
我想可以分作四方面来想。
And there are these four areas which we can consider.
第一，这个比喻告诉我们，基督跟信徒的关系是最亲密的一种。
And first, is that the Christ and His church, the relation-wise, is one of the most closest one.
请弟兄姊妹们注意，我不知道你们有没有注意的，就是我们跟主耶稣基督的关系，不只是像妻子跟丈夫的关系。
So let us pay attention that not only our church, the church relation with Christ is not only like husband and wife,
而是新郎跟新娘的关系。
But also the relation is like the bride and the groom.
所以你看吧，教会是基督的心腹。
And you can see that the church is the bride of Christ, a new, brand new bride.
我相信我们结过婚的人都知道，妻子跟丈夫的关系跟新郎新娘的关系不完全一样。
And those of us married, the relation with the husband, wife, and the brand new married bride and groom couple.
我们总是喜欢讲哦，夫妻间的关系是越久越坚固，越久越亲爱。
And we are saying that the longer you're married, the closer, the more close you are.
不错，有许多地方这个是事实。
Of course, that is true in certain many areas.
可是新郎跟新妇的关系也有许多特征。
But on the other hand, the new bride and new groom has their own special relationship and meaning.
就是他们这个时候的感情是最强烈的。
And because the bride and groom at the time of the marriage is the strongest bond in the available.
那彼此之间的那种委身的那种心思也是最强的。
And the commitment and love for each other at the time of the marriage is the most strongest.
那我们看到这个结婚的人，假如就是出去走，手牵手，常常眼睛互相示意的，那个多半是新婚的夫妇。
And we can tell if bridegroom and bride, when they are closest together, they're hand in hand, we know they're brand new couple.
进的餐馆里头坐都是不是对面坐的，这两个挤着坐的。
And if you see them in the restaurant, they're right next to each other at the seating.
假如是已经结婚多年的，那这样子的这个举动就会被人家看得好像有点过分。
And then if you see maybe older couple who married for some time are very close in that relationship, people may think that is strange and out of place.
可是在新郎跟新娘的身上，大家都觉得很欢宜的。
On the other hand, the bride and groom do that right in the middle, we think that is very natural and good.
不过弟兄姊妹们，这个地方讲到新郎跟新妇，还不是讲到我们今天的这个新郎跟新妇的关系。
But what the Bible talks about bride and groom is not the bride and groom of today.
弟兄姊妹们，今天的新郎跟新妇跟百年前甚至于几十年前新郎跟新妇的关系就已经不同了。
And the bride and groom relationship of today and then a few 10-15 years ago, that kind of relationship is somewhat different.
那么我们现在所讲的这个新郎新妇的关系是2000年前的这个新郎跟新妇的关系。
What the Bible talks about the church and the bride and groom is about 2000 years ago.
在那个时候，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，婚姻多半是父母之命，媒妁之言的。
And of course, at that time, the bride and groom they were together, and the marriage were matched by the parents.
新郎跟新妇往往在婚前没见过面。
Of course, the bride and groom have never met before they were married.
他们第一次见面的时候， 是他们洞房之夜啊，进了这个这个结婚的房了。这个时候，丈夫把他的盖头拿起来，第一次仔细的看到新娘的这个样子。
And the first time they really get to meet together is the moment they go into the house of marriage, and then when the bride lift the veil of the bride, then he gets to see her for the first time.
我们现在结婚也戴个面纱。结婚之后也把那个盖头把它拿上去。
And today we before the marriage, the bride has veil, and afterwards put the veil back.
我想99%，新郎老早知道新娘是什么样子。
Of course, 99% of time, most of the groom knew how the bride looked.
那么新郎跟新娘在从前的那个婚姻上。就是他们在没有结婚之前，彼此之间谈不上爱情的。
And of course, before the in the time of Christ, the bride and groom had no relationship of any kind, never let alone talking to each other.
他们的爱情是在婚姻之后建立的。
And their love relationship is built after the marriage.
因此上，在婚姻之前。订婚之后的这段时间，新郎跟新娘就有许许多多的这种啊很美的这种幻想。
So before marriage, after engagement, they have a lot of thoughts and imaginations between them too.
这个将要来做新郎的这个男孩子，就想到将来我的妻子是多么的美丽。
So the would-be groom would think of how beautiful his future wife would be.
性情是何等的温柔。
How the temperament would be good of the bride.
在家里面又是何等的能干，做各样子的事情。
And how good of a house make a house
house chores.
House wife would she would become.
那么将来。他会跟我生许许多多健康好看的孩子。
And he would imagine that she would bring forth many strong and healthy kids.
这个女孩子的幻想就更多。
And of course, the would-be bride has a lot of thoughts and ideas too.
这个女孩子就讲到，我将来要嫁的这个人，他是世界上最温柔、最英俊的。
And the bride would think that her future husband would be a strong and kind gentleman.
他也是世界上最爱我的。
And he would be the person who loved me the most.
他在一切的事情上都会能够体贴我的心意。
And he would be most considerate of all things on earth.
他也是世界上最可靠的。
And he's the most dependable person on earth.
因此上。这个男的这个女的他们在没有啊真正的接触之前他们就带着很高很大的一种盼望。
So of course naturally before the marriage they have a lot of fascinations and expectations of each other before marriage.
而且他们也决定心智我们娶了她之后嫁了她之后我们就终身的厮守彼此的相爱。
And of course, they made up their will that they will be fall in love and be committed to each other the rest of the days of their lives.
弟兄姊妹们，新娘对新郎的那个盼望、那个爱慕是很难用笔墨来形容的。
So therefore, you can imagine that it's very hard to describe the bride's expectation of the groom in so many words.
因为这位的良人是他将来终身所亲爱所依靠的。
Because this is the person she will depend and love the rest of the day of her life.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是主耶稣跟信徒该有的一种关系。
And this is kind of relationship that Christ and the Christians should have, the relationship should have.
我们还没有信主之前我们就想到这位主他是何等的美他何等的爱我们
because before we become Christian we have imagined thought about how this Lord Jesus Christ is how beautiful how strong and he will love us
我们既信了他我们就愿意一生一世都信靠他跟随他
and now that we have after we have believed in him we will give all our heart and mind to believe on him
弟兄姊妹们，当主耶稣说我们是他的心腹。
Now when Jesus said that we are his bride,
他盼望我们 的教会，我们每一个信徒对他都有这种极端的热切的一种亲密的真纯的这种感情。
And he would expect the bride to be encouraged and to love and filial and also have all sorts of show the earnestness of love for him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们跟主耶稣基督中间的关系，教会跟基督中间的关系是爱情的关系。
So the relation between the church and the body of Christ and the bride of Christ is the one of love.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们曾经有没有想起跟主耶稣基督中间的这个情爱的关系，心里面就充满了喜乐，充满了盼望，充满了仰慕。
Now, whether you have this kind of thought about your relationship with Jesus Christ as under the bride of Christ, the love, the trust, and that the relationship between you and the Lord.
许许多多的诗歌都像情歌一样。
Now, a lot of the hymns are like unto the love songs.
你唱到那个诗歌，你看到里面的词句，你的心就不能不火热。
And when you ever sing the song, when you ever hear those words, then you cannot but to be moved by those words.
弟兄姊妹们，你讲我是这个旧思想也好。
Well, I don't know whether you think I'm a little old-fashioned or not.
我觉得今天的这个赞美主向主表示爱的那种诗歌很浅薄。
Now, a lot of new songs are today.Love Jesus very shallow.
好像他一讲主啊我爱你就通通讲尽了。
And if they want to say Lord I love you is all they can say limited.
因此上当我们唱那些歌的时候，我们从头里就唱出来的。
A lot of times we sing out of our heads only.
我们没有从心的深处真正的唱出来的。
And we did not sing out of our heart from our deep down from our heart.
那在我准备这个讲题的时候，我就想我能不能提出两首诗歌出来让弟兄姊妹们来听听。
And when I prepared a message I thought about two hymns so that we can listen and sing.
有一首可能我们多半都是很熟的。
One is familiar already.
但是另外有一首可能很少人是熟的，我盼望有一天我们所有的人都会唱。
And the other one is not so familiar, maybe one day we can learn.
那么请三弟兄原谅我，因为我这里有英文的翻译。
It is both Chinese and English.
这首诗歌是原来英文这个做的，后来把它翻译成中文。
Well, the first the one is first written in English, then translated to Chinese.
中文把它翻译成叫耶稣耶稣我的性命。
And the,
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord. 我诗歌很短，但是有很多段，我读几句给弟兄姐妹们听听，看是不是说出我们心里面对主的那种爱慕。
We will read several verses and see how that touches your heart.
耶稣，耶稣，我的性命，因为爱的缘故，求原谅我，将你的圣名日念千遍不住。耶稣耶稣最爱救主，无人无物与你比翼，你的笑容是我的欢喜，我爱爱你你主。 Oh Jesus Jesus dearest Lord forgive me if I say for very love thy sacred name 1,000 times a day. Oh Jesus Lord with me abideI rest in thee, whatever betide. Thy gracious smile is my reward. I love thee, Lord. 那第二节就更能够讲到我们心里。他说：“我心爱你，不知如何约束我的其乐。你的爱有如一团热火，使我心中火热。” 然后第三节他说因你是我一切一切，我的依靠食粮，我心羡慕，我身的医药，我魂永远的力量。啊，这个英文是这样子的， I love thee so I know not how my transports to control, thy love is like a burning fire within my very soul, for thou to me are all in all, my honor and my wealth, my heart's desire, my body's strength, my soul's eternal health. 然后第四节他说稍稍恶爱，他说稍啊稍啊，你这个爱在我的心怀，日夜厉害的烧，直至所有其他的爱烧到无处可找。这完全是爱情的歌，是不是？ Burn, burn, O love, within my heart, burn fiercely night and day, till all the dross of earthly loves is burned and burned away. 暗中之光，幽中之乐，天在地上开始，耶稣你是我爱我歌，有谁知你价值。 O light in darkness, joy in grief, O heaven begun on earth, Jesus my love, my treasure, who can tell what thou art worth. 最后这爱将受什么限制，要到哪里停止，尽尽我主甘甜价值，今日远胜昨日。 What limit is there to this love? Thy flight, where wilt thou stay? On, on, our Lord is sweeter far today than yesterday. 你假如唱这首诗，你的心就不能够不被里面的词所吸引。
When you actually sing this song, you cannot help to be drawn by the words of this song.
我要印出来，盼望以后我们有机会能够唱这一首。
I would like to maybe sing perhaps some other time.
另外有一首，这首没有翻译的，大概我们多半人都知道，就是苏左阳作的曲，赵君莹写的词，那个叫主若是 If he is。我只读一段，主若是玫瑰一朵，我就是绿叶一片，足以我心心相印，紧紧的以爱接连，任凭是风狂雨暴，同甘苦朝夕相见，主若是玫瑰一朵，我就是绿叶一片。弟兄姊妹们，这是情歌。
And both of these are love songs.
当我们唱这些歌给主听的时候，我们是否从心里面唱出来的？
And so whenever we sing these two numbers like this kind, we sing out of our heart to the Lord.
为什么我要把这首诗、这些诗来读给弟兄姊妹们听？
Why do I bring these out in particular?
因为弟兄姊妹们，这个是主对信徒们最主要的一个盼望。
And because this is what the Lord expects of us as Christians.
要我们像心腹那样子的，爱新郎那样子的来爱他。
He wants us to love the bride from the point of the groom, the brand new bride and brand new groom.
请我们翻到耶利米书第二章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 2.
Jeremiah. 第二章
Chapter 2,
第一节到第二节。
Jeremiah 2:1-2.
是旧约882面啊，旧约882面。耶和华的话临到我说：“你去向耶路撒冷人的耳中喊叫说，耶和华如此说：你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，你怎样在旷野？”在未曾耕种之地跟随我，我都记得。弟兄姊妹们，中文说到幼年的恩爱、婚姻的爱情，在这个New American Standard 那个翻译特别讲到，他说：“当你还像 一个新郎新娘一样的跟随我的时候。
This passage talked about in the New American Standard says when the new bride is following the new groom, like unto that experience and that relationship.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里神是借着先知提醒以色列人，他说：“你记得不记得，当年你跟随我的时候，你就像一个新娘跟从新郎那样子的爱我、依靠我。”
So the God is using Jeremiah the prophet to warn and to tell people of Israel that the people of God following him just like unto the bride following the groom.
主说：“我没有忘记。”换句话说，我希望你还像那样子来爱我、跟随我。
And the Lord is saying in this prophecy that I have not forgotten you, so you should follow me as the bride follows the groom.
我们再往后面翻到何西阿书。
Let us turn to Hosea.
是1058面，旧约1058面，第二章第十六节 ，Chapter 2, verse 16。
Hosea 2:16.
耶和华说：“那日，你别称呼我医师，不再称呼我巴利。那小字，医师，就是我的丈夫的意思；巴利，就是我的主人的意思。神借着何西亚来向以色列人说，他说将来。”我在拯救你的时候，到那个时候，你就不再称呼我是你的主，你要称呼我是你的丈夫。
And Hosea, in the prophecy of Hosea, the similar story is that when the day comes, you, the Lord will call, and then you will call unto the Lord as a husband calling the bride, bride calling the husband and the groom.
弟兄姊妹们，神在对我们说，他不喜欢我们称他为主，他喜欢我们称他是我们所爱的这一位神。
In other words, Jesus calling, the Lord is telling us that we should not call him just dear Lord, Lord, but rather someone who loves us, we love dearly.
弟兄姊妹们，从这些经文里面，我们有没有摸到神的心？
So from these two passages, have we touched the heart of God?
神在对我们说，我最盼望的、最渴望的，就是你爱我。
And the Lord is pandering in the sense that I want you to love me, and you love me likewise.
我们侍奉他是好的。
It's good that we serve him.
这是神最喜欢的、最盼望的，就是我们要爱他。
And the thing that God wants us most is that we love Him, we hunger after Him.
我们要用那种极端强烈的那种爱情来爱他。
That we use our maximum effort to love Him, show our love to Him.
极端这个忠心的那种盼望来跟随他。
And love Him with the greatest hope and effort.
那这个比喻的第二个意思是什么？
And what is the second meaning behind this parable of Christ and His church as bride and groom?
第二个意思就是说明主耶稣极端的爱我们。
And that is that Jesus, out of His extreme love for us.
上面讲到他盼望新娘怎么样子来爱他。
Well, first of all, He expressed that the new bride loved Him.
现在我们要讲的。就是他要告诉教会他是怎么样子的爱教会。
And the second point is that how the Lord Jesus Christ loved the church.
我们现在翻到旧约的雅歌书第四章。
And let us turn to Song of Songs chapter 4.
雅歌书第四章。
Song of Songs chapter 4.
我们读第九节到十五节。
9-15.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天是讲到我们跟神中间的爱情。
And we're talking about the love relationship between us and God.
所以我们 所讲的都是情爱的话。
And all these are love words.
第九节，这是在旧约807面。我妹子，我心腹，你看到弟兄姊妹们讲到心腹，你夺了我的心，你用眼一看，用你项上的一条金链夺了我的心。我妹子，我心腹，你的爱情何其美，你的爱情比酒更美，你膏油的香气胜过一切香品。我心腹，你的嘴唇蝶蜜好像蜂房蝶蜜，你的舌下有蜜有奶，你衣服的香气如利巴嫩的香气。我妹子，我心腹，乃是关锁的园，敬备的井，丰备的泉源。你园内所种的，结了石榴，有佳美的果子，并凤仙花与拉达树，有拉达和番红花、菖蒲和桂树，并各样乳香末、末月沉香于一切上等的果品。你是园中的泉，活水的井，从利巴嫩流下来的溪水。弟兄姊妹们，这是我们在主的眼中的光景。
And this is how the picture of the bridegroom and the bride of Christ. That's how we are perceived by the Lord Jesus Christ as His lover.
弟兄姊妹们，没有一个人能够明白神的心。
So really, no one really can understand God's heart.
但是神的话把他的心向我们显露。
But we do have God's word that depicts, tells the story of God's love to us.
假如我们要了解神的心，我们不能不读他的话。
So if you want to understand God's heart, we must understand His word and read His word.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们读到这些经文的时候，你的心能不能不跳动？
So whenever you read the God's word, songs, doesn't your heart be moved?
或者说强烈的跳动？
Or jumping very hard and quick?
神居然爱我们爱到这个程度。
And that the God loved us to this extent.
我们用眼一看他，他就高兴。
And the moment we look at him, and he loved us.
我们一切的事情，各种的条件，在他的面前都让他喜乐。
And any condition we set is being pleased by God.
神在这里告诉我们，我们是他的喜乐，是他的满足。
And God tells us we are His joy, we are His satisfaction.
我们常常说主是我们的满足。
A lot of times we say the Lord is our satisfaction.
我们忘记了，弟兄姊妹们，我们也同时是主的喜乐，主的满足。
A lot of times we forget that we satisfy God's happiness and God's joy.
从前我们不知道神这样爱我们。
Before we did not know God loved us.
我们在他的面前这么重要。
And we did not know we were that important before the Lord.
今天神的话告诉我们，
But today the Lord's word tells us,
我们的心对神的这种心应该有什么反应？
And what is our reaction then to God's heart after us?
那这个比喻也同时保证了将来有一天我们要永远跟他在一起。
And also this parable guarantees us but our one day we will be for Him.
因为神说，主耶稣说，他是我们的新郎，我们是他的心腹。这个就是说，将来我们要跟他永远在一起。
Because this tells us that our the church is his bride, is our groom. One day we will be with him.
他的家就永远是我们的家。
His home will be our home eternally.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有想过，主耶稣的家就是我的家？
Have you thought that the Jesus' home, Christ's home is our home.
我们记得不记得约翰福音十四章第三节那里主耶稣基督说，我去是为你们准备住处。
Remember in John chapter 14, Jesus said, I go a place to prepare a place for you.
当我准备好了的时候，我就回来接你们到我那里去。
And when I have prepared a place, I will come and receive you into that place.
我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
And Jesus also said, "Where I am, I want you to be there also."
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天还在这世界上，要左一个家，右一个家，在这里，一个家还不搞好，再来另外一个家啊，一个房子。我们晓得不晓得，将来主耶稣基督的家是你跟我的家。
Now on earth we change houses, we buy houses, but did you not know that the heavenly home belongs to you when you go to His house?
那么这个比喻也同时保证了将来我们跟主耶稣基督一同的荣耀，一同承受神的产业。
And this passage also tells us it guarantees us that one day in heaven we will have equal glory, equal honor with Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就是用这个婚姻的关系来告诉我们这个保证。
And Jesus used this parable of wedding and marriage to guarantee us that fact.
我们借助与主耶稣基督的这个关系，我们就能够跟主耶稣基督一同的荣耀。
And because of this relationship with Christ, we will receive that glory with Christ.
主耶稣基督在约翰福音十五章里头告诉门徒们，他说：“今天我不再称你们为仆人，甚至于不再称你们为朋友，因为什么？我们跟他是同样的，做神的儿女。”
And Jesus told his disciples in John 15 that I no longer call you servants, but call you friends, because they are equal in the Lord.
我们大家都晓得，英国啊，这个现在的那个这个王储啊，这个 Prince Charles， 他那个太太，Princess Diana。
We know the Prince Charles and Princess Diana of England.
那么从前 Princess Diana 或者 Diana， 她是一个幼稚园的老师。
We know Diana was a elementary or kindergarten teacher before she married Prince Charles.
她的父亲也是一个很普通的一个很低级的一个好像军官，也不是是个官员。
And her father was a military figure.
所以她平常的生活是很清苦的。
And her former life was very kind of a very rudimentary kind of a hard shit.
一旦等到她跟 Prince Charles 一结婚
，And now after they're married Prince Charles，
那所有 Charles 的东西就变成她的。
And all of a sudden, all the Prince Charles' wealth and the property belongs to her.
这个 Charles 这个英国的王储叫这个Prince of Wales， 就是整个的 Wales 威尔士的地方都是他的产业。
And actually his title is Prince of Wales. All Wales property wealth belongs to Prince Charles.
然后英国的王家有许许多多的产业。
And of course the Queen of England and all the properties in England.
那么现在呢，因为这个伊丽莎白女王她赖在这个宝座上，所以呢这个这个 Princess Diana 还好像不是那样子的荣耀。
And because Queen Elizabeth is still the queen, and therefore holds the title of the throne, therefore Princess Diana does not have that kind of exposure yet.
有一天，伊丽莎白女王要一定要决定把这个王位让给她的儿子。
And one day, of course, Queen Elizabeth will abdicate her throne and give the throne to Charles.
到那个时候 ，Princess Diana 就变成 Queen Diana.
Of course, at the time, Princess Diana will become Queen Diana.
Charles, 他所有的产业都是 Diana 的产业。
And of course, at the time, Charles' property will belong to Diana as well.
Charles 所有的荣耀 ，Diana 同样的享受。
And of course, both of them share glory as well.
Diana 有什么好处
？What is the benefit of Princess Diana?
就是因为 Charles 爱上她。
And because Prince Charles loved her.
Charles 讨了她。
And they got married.
所以她现在就拥有了英国 王家一切的产业，一切的荣耀。
So because of that, she possessed all property and wealth of England.
所以我们跟主的关系就保证了将来我们要跟主耶稣同样的有荣耀，也同样的成绩，神一切的产业。
So likewise, in that relationship, we will inherit God's kingdom, God's wealth and glory when we be with Christ one day.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我相信我们应该要来想一想，既然我们是基督的心腹，
so we have to think carefully that since we are the bride of Christ,
我们有一些什么责任？
And what are the responsibilities we have?
我们做基督心腹的人应该要怎么样子来生活？
And what is the kind of lifestyle we should live as the bride of Christ?
我要提出四点。
I have four points to make.
第一，我们要了解一件事实。
First, we have to know some facts.
就是我们之所以能够得到这样大的荣耀跟产业。
That is that because of this relationship, we can have the glory and the property wealth of the Lord.
完全不是因为我们有什么好处。
It's not due to what the goodness we have.
或者我们在神的面前建立了什么功劳？
Or what kind of good work we have established before God?
只不过因为基督爱了我们，拣选了我们。
But solely on the fact that Jesus loved us and chosen us.
就好像当年啊，那个以斯帖被亚哈水鲁王啊拣选的是一样的。
Just like Esther who was picked by the king.Of Persia.
他从一个卑微的一点地位都没有的，一下子就升为波斯国的最荣耀的一个王后。
Because previously Esther was a noble person who had no property, well, but all of a sudden picked by a king and then became a very high place.
主要就是因为王爱她。
Because the king loved her.
王在千万人中拣选了他。
And the king of all places and all people chosen her.
我们今天做神的儿女。
And likewise, we are the children of God.
也是因为神爱我们。
Also, like that God loved us.
神拣选了我们。
God has chosen us.
所以，我们就再一次的能够肯定以弗所书第二章第八节的那句话。
And again, we can affirm the words of Ephesians 2:9.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And that says that we are saved, we are being saved faith, and not of ourselves, unless any man should boast.
这是神所赐给我们的恩典。
And that is because of completely of God's grace to us.
完全神的恩典。
And it's completely grace that we're being saved through faith.
我们被神爱也是神的恩典。
And we're being loved of God is also of His grace.
第二点，我们不要忘记我们的主深深的盼望我们敬爱他、信任他，就像心腹敬爱新郎是一样的。
And don't forget that the Lord loved us as unto the bride who loved the groom with that kind of compassionate respect of love.
因此上，我们偶尔与主的亲近是不能够满足主的。
And we cannot, may not, can always satisfy the love of the Lord.
在灵里面是黑的。
And that we are one with Him in spirit.
他盼望我们要来亲近他，爱他。
And He wants us to draw close and love Him.
让我们不要像一个普通朋友那样子的来对待他。
And don't treat Him as an ordinary friend.
好像一个星期跟他打一次招呼。
Or just pay one respect once a week.
啊，这个我们也有一本圣经。
And you have a Bible.
到了星期天就从书架上拿下来，把这个灰吹吹，然后带到教堂来。
and don't just pick up your Bible on Sunday afternoon and blow up dust and then go to church with it.
有的时候来到教堂, 忘记了圣经带回去了。
And even the one point that sometimes you forget your Bible at church.
到了第二个星期六的晚上, 讲究, 诶, 圣经哪去了, 大概是留到教堂去了。
Then next week, Saturday, you say, where's my Bible? It's all I've forgotten at church.
弟兄姊妹们, 这样子, 让神很失望。
No, this kind of a story would disappoint God.
神要我们像爱人一样的爱慕他。
And the Lord wants us to see Him as our lover, that we love Him dearly.
第三, 主深愿我们 像妻子顺服丈夫那样子的来顺服他。
And the third is that the Lord wants us to obey Him as the bride obeys the groom.
那么在以弗所书第五章那里的那个妻子要顺服丈夫，如同教会顺服主的那个顺服，我觉得有好几个意义包括在里头。
There are several meanings behind the word respect or submit in the Ephesians chapter 5.
那个顺服不是好像兵啊对班长的那种顺服。
And that the respect or obey is not like unto a soldier respecting the officer.
常常我们一看到顺服这个字，我们心里就不大舒服。
Now sometimes we see obey the word, we may not be very well pleased.
好像我们一见到神就要鞠躬啊，这个立正啊，这个不是神讲的顺服。
Now the Lord does not want us to give him a bow every time we see him or go to church.
我们妻子对丈夫的顺服，特别就是新妇对新郎的那种顺服，是包括我们对他的敬重。
But the respect in the bride and groom is more than the respect, is also a matter of respect.
我们对他的亲爱,
and all of love,
我们对他的跟随,
and also following the groom.
不是说是丈夫讲来，那么我们才来。
It's not that just the groom says come and then the bride goes.
我们欢喜快乐地跟住新郎的脚踪。
And gladly the bride follows, goes with the groom.
因此上，在我们当中年轻的姊妹们，你们就要小心。
So the young women in the congregation beware.
当你在找配偶的时候。
So whenever you are searching for a partner in life.
不但要找一个漂亮的。
Not only search for someone who is beautiful.
能干的。
And also able.
爱，所谓爱你的，
and also the one who loves you,
我们要选择一个将来值得我们敬重，值得我们跟随。
Also the one you want to respect and also follow the rest of your days.
我记得从前有一位姊妹，她一生都没有结婚。
And your sister who was single all her life.
那么也有许许多多的弟兄们来追求她。
And there were a lot of brothers who were after her and wanted to love her.
她常常这样子说，我看到这位弟兄，我没有办法将来跟随他。
And she would say that so-and-so, this brothers, I cannot follow him the rest of my life.
我无法从心里面对他生出敬重来。
And I cannot really out of respect from my heart to respect him.
假如我嫁给他之后，我不能够敬重他、跟随他，那我还是不要结婚。
And she said that if I were to marry him and without able to respect and follow him, I might not, marry.
所以，年轻的姊妹们，你们要找一个对象，你要能够肯定将来。 这一位弟兄是值得你跟随、值得你敬重的，是你的主家族。
So the sisters, beware that if you are searching for someone to marry, be sure that someone you can follow, respect, and love.
最后第四点，就是主深深的盼望信徒对他敬重、过圣洁而且有德行的生活。
The fourth point is that the Lord expects us as Christians to live a holy life.
新娘对新郎在爱慕的时候里面就有一点 他要一生一世都向他敬忠。
And the relationship between the bride and groom is that the rest of the days of life they should be respectful and also honor each other.
而且，这个新妇，她心里面要立志，一生都要为他保守身子的洁净。
And also the bride would have a pure ethical life for the rest of her life.
我们刚才读的雅歌第四章十二节那里有这几句话。
And also the some passage we just read has a beautiful passage there.
是第四章十二节啊，弟兄姊妹们，刚才你们有没有注意到？说是我妹子，我心腹，乃是关所的园，敬备的井，丰备的泉源。
And here talk about a beautiful garden and a fountain is being depicted as the love relationship.
讲到这个新妇对新郎来说，她是保留一切，都是为着丈夫来享用的。
And that the garden is being preserved for the spouse, for the future spouse to use and enjoy.
这个园子对外是封锁的。
Of course, this garden is close to the outside world.
他的心，他的身，都是为着这个丈夫。
And because her heart, her body, and her garden is completely reserved for the groom.
因此上，年轻的弟兄姊妹们，你们在男女的关系上就要小心。
So, brothers and sisters, your relationship with each other as a future.In the future, they should be very careful.
我们的身子，我们的心应该老早就为将来我要嫁、我要娶的那一位保留。
And actually, we're saying that our body, our heart, and the physical being should be prepared for that bride or groom.
我是最反对美国的这种 dating system.
And I don't like the American dating system.
这个是完全不合乎圣经的。
And this kind of a dating may not cannot be according to the scripture.
也许你们讲，哎呀，朱长老，那是2000年前的风俗，我们今天是21世纪的风俗。
Well, you may think that the other Jew is holding on to 2000 years of ethics, and now we're in the 20th century.
弟兄姊妹们，神的原则永远不变的。
Francis says the Lord's word do not change.
我们的身子对将来我要嫁我要娶的那一位应该要完全保持圣洁。
Because we want to hold on and protect our body, our heart and mind for the future one.
因为对将来我所爱的那一位，我应该是一个关所的园，敬备的井，跟丰备的泉源。
And we, our body should be preserved like the Song of Solomon that as a beautiful garden.Prepared for that spouse of yours.
这是我们的责任。
And this is our Christian responsibility.
这个也是我们的特权。
And this is our special privilege as well.
我们在男女的相交的时候，假如我没有决定要娶那个孩女的，要嫁给那个男孩子。
So in our,
我们的这个关系要相当相当的谨慎。
In our boy and girl relationship, wise, unless we know whom we are married, our body, our ethics, our actions should be very clear, very, very clear, and also be very careful in our conduct.
就是我已经决定嫁那个人，娶那一位。
Even though we decided to marry,
我们的身体。也要保留到婚后才能够完全的给他。
And that even then, that our lives should be very clear and clean until after marriage.
不可以随便。
And that our standards should not be relaxed in any way.
我们随便，将来一生一世都要后悔。
Because otherwise we will be remorseful the rest of the days of life.
弟兄姊妹们，人的感情是很奇妙的。
that our feelings are very unusual, very special.
不管是婚前婚后，我们对配偶不忠实，将来这是一辈子都要有愧疚。
Because whether it's before marriage or after marriage, our ethics standards are very important. Because otherwise, it will produce adverse consequences.
所以呢，十二节是讲到心腹对主的那个圣洁、那个忠贞。
And the Song of Solomon is talking about our purity as our body before the Lord.
我们这些属于主的人，我们的心、我们的身也应该完全属于主的。
So likewise, our body, our mind, and spirit are belong to the Lord.
我们既然信了主，跟随了主，我们就不应该把我们的心、把我们的身子用在其他的事物上。
So since we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, we should not use our body and hearts and for anything else that will contaminate our body and spirit.
我并不是说我们信了耶稣之后就不能工作了。
I'm not saying that after we become Christian, we should not work.
我们不应该让世界上其他任何的事物夺去了我们对主的那个爱，那个纯真的爱情。
We should not let anything in the world that takes place our love relationship with our Lord Jesus.
这个纯真的爱情应该在我们的心中站在一个独特的、最高的、最圣洁的一个地位。
And that love for Jesus Christ should be the highest standard, highest mode of our relationship.
因为主看重我们对他的这个情爱。
Because the Lord sees very clearly our love relationship with Him.
最后，我们做新妇的人，应该要在新郎的这个家中过有德行、有见证的生活。
And also, lastly, the bride should have a good testimony in the home of the groom.
十五节。这里说你是园中的泉，活水的井，从利巴论流下来的溪水。
And verse 15 of song that you're like unto a river flowing from Lebanon.
这个妻子，这个心腹，在他的家里面，应该要像一个活的泉一样。
And this new bride is like a new river.In the home of the groom,
不但让这个园子里面所有一切的果子都能够结得丰盛。
So not only that the fruit of the home of the groom should be growing up and come forth,
而且这个泉、这个活水可以成为家外面许许多多植物的那种养分、那种滋养。
And that the fountain of the bride should also be a nourishment to those around outside of the house of the groom.
我们今天在主的面前也是同样的。
And likewise, before the Lord, as Christians, we have to do the same thing.
一方面，在我们的生活里头有许许多多的美德。
And also in our lives, our style should have a lot of beautiful characters.
这些美德都是我们献给主的果子。
And this Christian character is one form of our dedication and love to the Lord.
同时，我们这种圣洁的这种生活也能够成为我们周围的那些不信的人的见证。
And also, our testimony as in our holy living should be a witness to those around us.
成为其他人的帮助。
And also be a source of help to others.
弟兄姊妹们，这是。主在我们身上的盼望。
And this is the expectation of our Lord on us.
主爱我们，为我们舍命。
The Lord loved us and gave Himself for us.
正好像一个爱妻子的丈夫，他愿意为他所爱的舍命。
Just like a husband who loves his wife will submit also give up his life for her.
主将来要带我们进入荣耀。
And the Lord will bring us into glory one day.
他的荣耀。
Into His glory.
他的荣耀有一天要成为我的荣耀。
And His glory shall be one day become our glory.
他也像新郎爱新妇那样子的爱我们。
And He will love us as a groom loves the new bride.
我们是他的喜乐， 是他的满足。
We are his joy and we are his satisfaction.
他也同时盼望我们像心腹爱新郎那样子的热烈、忠贞、圣洁的来爱他。
And he will expect us as a new groom love the new bride that kind of commitment, loyalty, and respect for the Lord.
我们的生活不但带给他丰美的果子。
And our life not only bring fruit to him,
而且也成为我们周围的人的他们的美好的见证。
And also our testimony should be to those around us.
弟兄姊妹们，主这样子爱我们。
So brother says, the Lord loved us thusly.
这样子对我们做要求。
And he will also likewise expect these things from us.
我们是不是应该问，我们应该要怎么样子来对主？
And do we not ask ourselves, what do we expect from the Lord and how we should conduct before him?
刚才这首诗歌讲，你的笑容是我的喜乐。
We read about the song that your smile is our joy.
英文说的 ，Your smile is my reward. 弟兄姊妹们，我们在主的面前何等的蒙爱。
And brothers, how lovable we are before the Lord.
当我们想到这样子被爱的时候，我们的心起不起共鸣？
And are we willing to be loved by him?
我们能不能就把它放在一边，冷落不理？
And are we willing or are dare we to leave him aside, brush him aside, and let him alone?
愿主的爱感动我们。
And may the love of God move us.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣说，不要怕，只要信，要确信主的救赎恩典，他宝血的赦罪功效，因为他的恩典在软弱人的身上显得更加完全。朋友，不要因疾病痛苦而对人生失望，请记得我们的主已得胜了一切，他胜过黑暗和死亡，他复活，他升天，今天仍然活着，因着他，我们有新生命和将来的盼望。是的，有主活在我们的心里，我们还怕什么呢？我们可以随时求主耶稣赐下属天的平安，这样纵然试炼和苦难会临到，但是我们的心里必永远有这个平安。